This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In from the closet to the open window, fresh air. I'm going to start a new program. What do you think about this, ladies? We'll call it Fresh Air.
I think you're too late.
Oh, really?
Sorry. Yeah.
Shucks. Doggone. Everybody steals my ideas.
Damn it. Oh, really?
Oh, really?
I did not know that the idea of fresh air was yours.
Fresh air has always been my idea. On the farm, we have all this fresh air. I've been talking about fresh air all my life. And some lady stole it from me to use on PBS. Who the heck does she think she is, after all? This is the big wide... We could do the ABC Wide World of Sports things, too. Doug's Wide World of Yak.
Wow, I can't wait to tune into that.
Okay, yeah. Here we go. Wow. Let's get some good news, ladies, on the air. Good news from Frontier Airlines. Not so good news for United, because they're their main competitors out of the hub in Denver. Frontier offering a very, I guess we would refer to it as a slew, unless we can come up with a better word. Slew? Is that a slew of cheap flights? There's a $29 flight from Denver to Orlando, Denver to Atlanta. There's a catch, though. Sale is tailored for last-minute end-of-summer getaways. Flights available only between now and the end of August. You got to book them right away. Covers a host of routes. Let's see, Nashville to Orlando, Kansas City to Denver, Cleveland to Atlanta. $29.
It's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, not a bad. You got to be a member of Frontier's Discount Den program.
And you have to be able to sit on the wing, right?
Right, yeah. Right. Sit in the toilet. And there are probably three of these seats available on each flight. That's what they always, you know, they talk about the airlines. They're all notorious for this, and people are onto their game. Okay, let's call and book and say, okay, well, the $29 seats are all gone because there are only two of them. And now the regular price is $129. Wouldn't you like to book one of those? So, if you can get in on it early enough, I'm sure if you go to frontier.com, you can figure that out and help yourself to that. Here's some good news that has more lasting value to it. It is not a domestic story, however. This is a story about a repeal of a Jordanian law that allowed rapists in that country to not have to go to prison if they married their victim. So there's the there's the reaction. This is a parliamentary procedure. This came about as a result of a specific incident where a daughter was assaulted. She was 13 years old, and they tried to get her into protective state custody, the assailant never went to jail because of this. And there are all kinds of conditions. Again, in the Middle East, there's a whole different sort of set of rules and laws and things, although Jordan is fairly progressive when it comes to this. It used to be that in these circumstances, the men involved could just kill the victim and never mind rape them, they could kill them, and nothing would happen. So the law changed, and that's the good wrinkle here. If you're looking for good news, Doug, you talk about good news? Yeah. The way they did away with them before was because of their notion of family honor. And that's not just in Jordan. That's all over many places. It used to be in Morocco and Egypt and Tunisia, places like that. You could get out of having to go to jail if you married the rapist. the lady agreed to, and sometimes it wasn't even an agreement. It was an arranged marriage kind of thing. So Human Rights Watch people say the vote in Jordan is impressive. Other countries ought to follow suit in considering the appeal. That is, you can't marry, you go to jail. No. So they're coming along in terms of... Can you imagine though something being... Something like that being... They're so backward under the circumstances. And I'm not... I don't want to join the bandwagon of those who don't like the Muslim faith, Muslim religion. I don't know how to read this a progressive activist who is a Muslim when he or she looks at this. What do they say? What's the response? How do you apologize for something like this? As it was interpreted, the government said that's what the law is. I don't think it's Sharia law, is it? Or maybe it may be Sharia
law.
Well,
I mean, people who are true Muslims, or not necessarily, they're like, the misconception with Islam is that there's like a bazillion branches of Islam.
Yeah, this is a Muslim Brotherhood thing, by the way.
Right, there's some that are more progressive than others, but the people that tend to have the most problems with us, or with Western culture standards, are the people who are Sharia law compliant, because there is no way that you can fit into Western culture and still follow Sharia law. It's impossible, because in Sharia there are so many things that we just fundamentally can't handle, like throwing gay people off of balconies and all these things that don't necessarily fit with our way of life. And so it's the ones that do follow Sharia that seem to have the most conflict. That's the word I'm looking for with what we think is normal in culture.
All right. So the way this would sort of play out, there were safe shelters that were established for women at risk, and they put them in there more because of honor issues, because once a woman is raped, she's not available, supposedly,
marriage.
Mm-hmm. She's done. And so a lot of these women would, one way or another, lose their lives. So they, in some Middle Eastern countries, built safe houses for them to go in so that the men couldn't get at them. Then, they would, if the women agreed to marry, or sometimes wasn't even an agreement, excuse me, they'd either marry them or there would be honor killings. The rest of the family would do away with a girl that was raped. It's inconceivable. I don't think, as crazy as some people are in our country, that we don't understand this. Do we? I don't understand this kind of thinking. I understand what they're doing to sort of try to fix it, but... It's like women are chattel. Women are not human. Women are not as valuable as men. This is 2017, for God's sakes. But who are we, they would say to us, to throw stones at them? Because, we have our own problems. You mind your own business, more or less, is what they tell us. So why don't we mind our own business? Why is it that we do stick our nose? Why do we have something to say about this, other than the fact it's just wrong? Last year, 39 women were killed in honor because of, quote-unquote, the honor of the men involved. So that is, the men in the family of the girl kills the sister because she dishonored them by being raped by some other guy. So...
do we protect it? I mean, this is an interesting debate. That's what they believe, and do we just respect that because that's what they believe, or do we go in there and
respect it?
Oh, exactly. Or do we go in there and westernize, I guess, would be the best thing.
It's not our business to westernize them, but the other side of it is, why do we do business with these people? There are lots of different ways that we can exercise our authority. We do a lot of business with Jordan. They're a big technology user. They have, I don't know what their oil quotient is, but I suspect that there are a lot of things that they have that we want, and so we look aside from these things. It's the same. I mean, what's a better example of that than Saudi Arabia? Never mind Jordan, for God's sakes. Look at what we do. Look at what we put up with. The whole business about the 19 men who committed the atrocities on September 11th, every damn one of them came from Saudi Arabia. And yet, Well, we just do-de-do-de-do. We do our business with them. And there's our great prince.
Well, the thing that got me is that, I mean, this was a couple of years ago, but the government, people fought for their right to be able to sue governments that harbor terrorists, and it was allowed. And then, for whatever reason, and I'm really not sure what it was, President Obama overruled it, saying you couldn't go after these governments. And I don't know if that was a protective thing, saying, you know, if we open ourselves up to suing other governments that harbor terrorists, would people go back and go to us and look at us?
That's exactly
what he said. Some of the atrocities.
Yeah.
But I don't know that the atrocities are the same. I mean, it's, are we harboring? Do we? I mean, I don't see America as a terrorist country.
No, we don't. We never look at ourselves. We've created the situation through which terrorism can exist. We have done that.
Well, it's not just about terrorism. It's about It's not just about terrorism. It's about it would technically open us up to other people if our soldiers are in Afghanistan and they. And they kill someone over there, it allows them, that government or that family, to sue our government for killing their loved one. So it's sort of, it's the same, it becomes very murky, I think, legally.
Okay.
That's how he had explained it at the time, why he overruled that. But, you know, it's interesting, we can't go to Cuba now, and now we've got all this human rights violations in Cuba, and that's why we're not going to do any business with them. But
nonsense.
That seems like a drop in the bucket compared to what's going on in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah.
And we're not, I mean, it seems like we're situationally ethical.
Wonderful term. All right, so you're going to think this is really crazy. But my mind, the way it works, I've gone to a place that you, when I go through this, you'll roll your eyeballs. Have any of you seen The Big Sick?
No.
I have not. I heard it's really good, though.
I heard it's great, yeah.
It's a real life story of a Muslim fellow who came from a family that wanted to have him. They predetermine and arrange weddings for Muslims, especially Pakistan, India, places like that. So this guy, this is a true story, this guy falls in love with a white American woman. And he meets the family of this white woman, and there's a line in there. May not have been the family, it may have been friends. But anyway, the friends are looking askance at this guy because he's a Muslim. And they make comments about his being a Muslim and what happened on September 11th. And he said, he looks at them in a deadpan way. This is not a spoiler, but he looks at the people that are talking to him. And he said, yeah, we lost 19 of our best men that day.
Wow.
Yeah.
Kudos to whoever had the nerve
to write that line
into the studio to let it happen. Wow.
Yep. We lost 19 of our best men that way.
Wow.
And the audience in the theater, when I was watching it, sort of did a double take. Did he really just say that? It was kind of and then you do chuckle about it. You know, it's not something that's normally considered chuckleable, but the response to him being a Muslim, yeah, we lost 19 of our best men that day. Hey. But it's the way it's set in the movie, it's kind of laughable. 20 past the hour.
Sometimes what you want most from your car is nothing. No headaches, no surprises, no anxiety when it's late at night and you're on some distant freeway in a thunderstorm. That bit of nothing is everything. And that's what you get when you purchase a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz from your authorized dealer. Because only an authorized Mercedes-Benz dealership has the skilled technicians to certify that your pre-owned vehicle is up to Mercedes-Benz standards. Only Mercedes-Benz can back their certified pre-owned vehicles with an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years, with roadside assistance included. It's time to experience confidence that's as unlimited as the warranty. Visit the certified pre-owned sales event now through August 31st, and you'll receive 2 years of prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Can I fess up here?
Sure.
Maybe this is one of those instances where I'm better off not to show my ignorance.
I know exactly what you're going to say.
I said to Kara and Victoria earlier, is Kesha black or white?
No, you said Kesha is black, right?
Well, no. I was twisting it a little bit. Thanks, Kara, for throwing me under.
Answer
City Bus. That's good.
You're
the answer
welcome.
Is no.
Answer no.
No. All right, so what are we... I know the name. She's been on the road recovering her career after being barred from making music. So let's refresh ourselves as to why she had this problem. Because I know we've talked about her before, but I don't remember the nuance and the particulars. So
well,
what was...
She was contractually barred from making any more
music.
This
is Dr. Luke. This is
yes,
the Luke guy.
Yes, because
right
this now. Has been the years of going back and forth with the Dr. Luke lawsuit and Sony and all this stuff. Dr. Luke has been removed from his position now. That's an update. As of, I think, June.
From what I've heard, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy.
Yeah, exactly. So she finally has some new music out. This song is so stuck in my head. I love this song. It sounds like a better version of a Katy Perry song. And then she also has another ballad that's been released. So.
All right, is she in the same camp as Katy Perry as far as quality and audience is concerned?
She's not nearly as big.
No.
But, you know, she can make the argument that she would have been, but, you know, she's lost 3 or 4 years of her career.
Yeah. So now she's on a tour. She started a tour, or I guess she does next week.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's called the Rainbow Tour. Is that a reference to...
Her album is called Rainbow.
Is that about... Is it aimed at the rainbow that has become now a more traditional part of society?
I think she has
refers
a,
to?
Yeah, I think she has a strong LGBT following, but I think this is really about her, like, you know, seeing the rainbow at the end of all this stuff.
Yeah. All right, so she's playing in Del Mar, California, Jennifer, on the 15th of September.
Jen will be rushing the stage.
Are you a fan? No, she's at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Vegas, September 23rd.
You know, I'm not an uber fan, like, you know, super fan.
Yeah.
But there are some songs that I like, that I enjoy, sure.
Hmm. Tickets go on sale this Saturday at KeshaOfficial.com. And if you buy a ticket to one of her shows, you'll get a free CD copy of this Rainbow CD that is out Well, it's out next week, right? So we've got this song, Praying and Learn to Let Go. Both of them have dropped already. I'm having a hard time with that.
With the lingo?
Yeah, right.
What,
when
drop?
When you say drop, it means it's available and you can download it, right?
Basically, it's a new way to say launched.
Launched. Okay. Right. Dropped and launched.
It used to be a record release. Now it's a drop.
Yes. Got it. All right. Also, in the musical news department, we have music in our minds every hour during this part of the program. According to Bloomberg, Beyonce is interested in buying a stake in the Houston Rockets. Why would that be the case?
Because she wants to compete with Jay-Z.
She's from Houston, so that's probably why. I don't know. I guess she's invested in sports teams there.
I mean, she's a huge basketball fan, so it makes sense. And she has a lot of different businesses that she's invested in. So, like Jay-Z, I'm sure they have the same person who's, you know, their financial planner.
So they're together. Now, Beyonce's worth $350 million. Jay-Z's worth $810 million. So they could probably cobble enough.
I wonder how they pay their mortgage.
Gosh. I know. They're so hyped. They're really just getting by.
Wasn't there a story when she was
paycheck to paycheck?
Weren't they renting a place for like $400,000 a month or something?
Probably.
Oh, my God.
So the biggest player there is making $228 million.
Yeah.
His contract goes through the 2023 season. So you got to buy that when you buy the team.
Yep.
It's a big response. Imagine that. You got to have some security behind you. Putting it mildly, I guess. 28 after the hour here on the DJV show.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
You've heard the phrase, go with your gut. But how can you go anywhere without better digestion, more comfortable joints and muscles, or just more energy? Chances are, we've already solved your problem. We are OneWorldWay.com. Yes, whey, the secret weapon of many bodybuilders that use it to sculpt a lean, muscular body. But not just ordinary whey supplements. At OneWorldWay.com, our energetically encoded whey is a totally new form of whey. One that's much more powerful with health benefits that are nothing short of amazing. Like helping to relieve muscle and joint pain, detoxification, improved intestinal elimination, muscle mass, sexual potency, blood sugar, energy, and mood. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded raw whey protein derived from Amish raised grass fed cows for maximum potency. Call or click oneworldway.com or 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Change your frequency and change your life with superpowered oneworldway.com.
At Humalife, we believe your health is your wealth. That's why we offer an exclusive, potent, and pure selection of OMRI-certified 100% organic humic and fulvic acid concentrates. These two acids stop viruses and harmful bacteria and increase frequency, vibration, and vitality. In fact, they're called the missing link to your health. Pure liquid organic ATP energy rebuilds and regrows the immune system. You are the doctor at Humalife. You know best because you are the test. Find out more at HumalifeUSA.com. That's HumalifeUSA.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call incorporate.com to start your incorporation in just 10 minutes or get a free incorporation toolkit including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. Call 1-800-943-6798. Incorporate.com doesn't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy so you can start incorporating or forming an LLC in just 10 minutes. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes, you're on the way to protecting your home, car, and life savings. And that is how you get started on incorporating your business in just 10 minutes. Call 1-800-943-6798.
Incorporate.com is giving away incorporation toolkits for free. That's 1-800-943-6798.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
This is the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, the J, Victoria Keelan, the V, and then there's Kara Sillen, Shillen.
Hurt you.
Well, you could connect the C and make it an O, and that's
the circle.
He's
always doing these
around the DJV.
Or you
the
could just,
DJV.
You could just pronounce it the way that it's written and spelled, but you know.
Two L's, two N's. Good. It's cool. So let's have some good businesses. Everybody ready? Or good money. Well, this is it's good business. Although, right. Every time I go down the street, Jennifer, I apologize, by the way, for Jennifer and I have the same affliction today. And I don't know, maybe, Victoria, you have it, too. Yesterday, I spent most of the day in the fields baling hay. We're using a round baler now as well as a square baler. And the dust created by that, especially as we load it onto the trucks, it has settled in. I did not sleep well at all last night because I was coughing. This stuff, the good thing is that you get it out of your system. but the allergies that have been around because of the moisture and then the dust and things like that. And it didn't have to be on a farm to have that experience. Jennifer's had it. You were on the East Coast. I believe that the allergenic stuff in the air, Jennifer, is more pronounced on the East Coast than it is the West Coast.
Maybe. Whatever it is, I feel more allergic at home than I do there. Maybe it's because it's what I'm used to. But
really?
Yeah, I didn't have the problems of the sneezing and the sniffling that I do here. But I think I just have a little cold. It seems like it's in my ears. I'm feeling a little off-kilter today.
Really? You want me to yell a little louder into your ear?
No, thank you. That'll just make it worse.
Okay. All right, so the good news is that things on Wall Street are looking up, 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 up. Since Trump was elected 38 weeks ago, the Dow is up about 20%. It's just a little shy this week of 22,000, which is something I think, if I remember correctly, Trump predicted would get up there. And so the people on Wall Street are all full of smiles if you can get them away from their cocaine. So in the first quarter of the year, the average 401 retirement account. So this is how it affects you. The reason I'm telling you this is because people are like, I don't have any stock. Yeah, most of you who have retirement accounts have some value because of this. So in the first quarter of this year, the average 401k retirement account held more than $95,000. The average IRA more than $98,000, which are both records. And so then you have that. And people say, oh, that's terrific, isn't that great? And then some clown from some news media outlet will try to take a shot or put holes in it. One of these analysts yesterday pointed out that the markets don't reflect politics, but profits. And people feel good. The reports for McDonald's are good for change. They haven't been good. Boeing's profits.
See, I would think that's a bad sign.
What, McDonald's?
Yeah.
Well, that's
because that's when people are on the dollar menu, you know?
Yeah, but you see, McDonald's isn't customer preference anymore. What's doing well, and I'll give you, thank you for bringing that up. I think that's a good point, Victoria. There's a Whole Foods store that opened a new one pretty much down the street, about a mile from me, a mile and a half. On State Route 20 in the next town over. I'm on the Sudbury-Framingham line. So this place has been jam-packed. And there was a good store across the street from it, sort of kitty corner, run by a local company. They had the same quality. Prices are less than Whole Foods. But they have been decimated by this Whole Foods store. People going into the store because it's new and it's fancy.
Yeah.
But the prices are higher there than they are the locally run store, which actually has the same product, better prices, and in some cases, better quality. But because of the name that has been built around Whole Foods, people believe that it's a credible source for food that is better. And to a point, it is. But yet, they trade on their reputation. And they couldn't have a good reputation if they didn't continue to offer people what they've been doing. But they still are crazy when it comes to the price department. But people are willing to pay because they want that quality. And so I'm not sure that the McDonald's thing holds up, because if people wanted that stuff, they'd be going there. McDonald's is trying to figure out how to stay relevant, and they aren't. I don't think, Victoria. Mm. Does that explanation make any sense?
Yeah, I mean, as just a very, very casual observer of the markets and things.
Yeah,
just in general of the financial markets.
Right.
It would make me feel, I would feel a lot better about the overall state of the economy if stocks like Whole Foods and Wegmans were way up, because that's obviously discretionary income that the American public has
right.
to spend.
That was my point. Thank you for making
right. But it. So it, but telling me that McDonald's is up, I don't know, that doesn't really give me a whole lot of confidence
right.
in the market.
Yeah. Boeing being up is good because a lot of people are buying airplanes around the world. That's a significantly good sign that the world economy is better, because companies, they, you know, a plane investment is a 30 to 40 year investment, unless you're buying crap can Airbuses, and then it's a 20 year investment. But it still is showing that people want to spend their discretionary income, as you just put it, in travel. They want to go, and the biggest market is Asia. They're selling tons of planes in Asia. And so when you look around, the economy there is growing. None of the economies, it's always the guys who put the sourpuss face on this news will tell you, well, the economy isn't growing as quickly as many would like. And not as fast as the stock market. Okay, but it's better than going in the other direction, isn't it?
Yes, at least it's something.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, this is the third longest economic expansion in history, and so those people say, oh, it's time for another course correction. We ought to be having, like, the 2008 scenario pretty soon. We'll see another one of those.
Yeah, okay. Well, it'll correct at some point, but I don't know to the extent that 2008, right? I mean,
2008 was a depression, for God's sake.
That was a depression, right?
Ay, ay, ay. Yes. Yeah. Let's not even hope. Let's not even mention those words. All right, some other interesting business sort of money news here. Company in Wisconsin made good on its vow to embed employees with microchips. Listen to this.
This is a crazy story. This was trending all afternoon yesterday on Twitter.
These people that work at this company, they're wearing T-shirts that say, I got chipped. 40 of them at Three Square Market, a firm that makes a cafeteria kiosk aimed at replacing vending machines, got these tiny microchips embedded in their hands. Company officials say it was for convenience, a way for them to bypass using badges and corporate logons for their computers. Now they just have to have their hands read by a reader. Is this 1984 times two? Good God. Yeah, the chip is not a tracker, so they say.
Yeah, exactly. Right. So yeah. They say.
Yeah, right.
No GPS? Yeah, right. Yeah,
there's a... We were watching last night one of the episodes of House of Cards where Stambler, who is the president's chief of staff, the president played by Kevin Spacey, has put devices everywhere so that anybody in the White House or associated with the White House is being monitored and watched, and they don't know it. Everywhere. Everybody who's involved in the White House is watched, and they don't know it. And this, I think there's so much of this stuff that is going on. The chips come from a company in Sweden called Biohacks. What an interesting name for a company that does that, right? Isn't it? So who?
I wouldn't trust it.
Nah, I wouldn't have. I don't want people following me around. There's enough following me around now, just with the iPhones and whatever else you have as devices.
Yep.
Anyway, they had a special ceremony in the company's cafeteria, where a tattoo artist was on hand. He's the one who installed the chips.
That might be the weirdest part of this story. They don't have
a tattoo guy.
Right, really?
Yeah, putting the chip in?
This is the next bit of the future. It sounds weird, but if you allow this to go on now, this is it. I mean,
your dog's got a chip. The Warren X.
Yeah, dogs have chips. But think about how we pay for things now. I mean, pretty soon it's going to be a thumbprint, or maybe it's going to be our banking information is in our microchip. I mean, it's so bizarre. It's alien.
Well, the new Apple HomePod, which is like, you know, the new at-home virtual assistant that's going to compete with Alexa and the Google Home, they've just announced, I think it was yesterday, they said that they have voice recognition to know, like, that it's you telling the HomePod what to do, and they're going to have facial recognition as well. So we're moving closer and closer. It's happening faster, but I don't know. The idea of being microchipped, I'm not down with that at all.
See you later. Take it. They bought the. They're buying the.
Would you microchip your kid?
There you go.
No, that's the question. Like your dog. I mean, we microchip our dogs.
Yeah. What's next? Microchip your child.
Oh boy.
Two of you are going to have babies. Whether they're surrogate babies or not.
We should start a GoFundMe for our surrogate surrogate raising.
Totally in on that.
Yeah. Well, that's the question. Would you stick a microchip in your surrogate? That way you know what they're doing.
Or know where they are.
See how deep this goes?
Yep.
This goes deeper and deeper.
This is a huge rabbit hole. Yep.
It is. All right. Here's a new job posting from the National Aeronautics and Space Administration. They need a new planetary protection officer.
I nominate Doug Steffen.
You know, I would probably have some fun doing this. It's not as dangerous as it sounds. And instead of fighting alien life, planetary protection officers make sure we don't knowingly bring Earth life elsewhere. They clean and sterilize equipment sent to space, make sure samples brought back to Earth are not contaminated. Now, there are those who refer to this as the cosmic janitor, but this is an important thing. They're posting this job. NASA thinks it discovered life on Mars. Yeah, 187,000 a year.
To How dust off that? Some samples? I think I could do that.
Yeah. So if you're up for protecting the hunt for alien life, this job's posted online. So, of course, the next question is, did they use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to post this job? I'm looking at the companies that are here, and by golly, you know, I usually list some of the companies when I'm talking about ZipRecruiter. I look and see who's here. Macy's uses ZipRecruiter. H&R Block does. Habitat for Humanity does. Dell uses it. And yeah, NASA, government is using ZipRecruiter. That's pretty fascinating, isn't it? ZipRecruiter.com/DJV will give you and your company the opportunity. If you're hiring, looking for the best, like NASA is, this is a good job. $187,000 posted at ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. You use it free. Yep, first time NASA, the same as everybody else. First time they used it, they got a free shot. You can too. Bring your business into the modern era. You don't have to give your new employees microchips, but you want to get them into the house. You want to make sure they're qualified. And using the dashboard at ZipRecruiter makes it really easy to find somebody who is very qualified for the job that's very important in your company. So how you get on board? You go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and follow the prompts and post with one click. The one click posts all of the sites. You get coverage everywhere, and you get a qualified candidate back in about a day. How about that? Use it now free, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing, now with summer's hottest offer. Get the built Ford Tough F-150 with 0% financing for 60 months, plus an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry, offer ends August 22nd. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand. And save big on the Ford F-150. Get 0% financing for 60 months, plus $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Hurry into the summer sales event, going on now only at your Ford dealer. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle, or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by August 22nd, 2017.
Divers fear the bends. However, what does decompression sickness feel like? I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll share a few signs and symptoms next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by Dan, Divers Alert Network. Dan helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the Dan Hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join Dan today by going to dan.org. Dan, your dive safety association.
Decompression sickness, or the bends, is a risk divers minimize with proper training. However, it can happen. Pain in the joints is the most common symptom. Numbness, headache, fatigue, motor weakness, nausea, or an unexplained skin rash can be a sign as well. If you or your buddy encounters any of those after a dive, get help now. Dive into Dan.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Friendly, warm sound of the theme from the Pet Show is what's in your ear now, along with my voice, and soon the voice of one Warren Eckstein, who is probably, as far as the radio is concerned, or any kind of media, your animal's best friend. Here's a man who really knows his stuff. He's crafted his experience over decades of exposure, I say that lovingly, to dogs and cats and your pet. What do you think, Warren, about the warning that came this week from the, I'm not sure whether this is a federal attachment, the risk becoming paramount of catching a potentially deadly disease if you let your dog kiss you. I was thinking about that last night when Millie was kissing me, and I said, all right, I'm not that worried about, she kisses me, Meredith doesn't like her to kiss her, but it's probably, the dog's mouth has been where? The dog's doing what? They raid the garbage can? Millie doesn't do that, but she's got, she has Weston bling on. But there are dogs that get into all kinds of stuff, right? They still nose, you know, even Millie sticks her nose in somebody else, some other dog's butt, right? And they want to sniff around everything. I can remember Charlotte walking underneath dogs and sniffing the hoo-hoo under there. And then people say, you let your dog kiss you? So, is this a good reason not to let your dog kiss your face or kiss you on the lips or lick your face? What do you think?
If that were the point, Doug, I would have leprosy by this point.
You'd be dead.
Everyone has their option. If you don't want to let your dog lick you, that's fine with me. Personally, I like my dog licking me, and I believe my dog's mouth is just as clean as any other mouth out there. Mm-hmm. And so the bottom line is I don't have a problem with it. I do understand that certain people do have problems with it, and, you know, the dog did this, the dog did that. You know what? If you don't want your dog to lick you, that's your fault. You're missing out on such an incredible... That's how dogs bond with each other. They groom each other. They lick each other. So that's all part of the relationship, and not letting your dog lick you, as far as I'm concerned, could be abusive.
Charlotte was the best dog kisser, and Millie has a long tongue, and she likes to lick every day. It's cute. It's a warmth. All right. Meanwhile, here's something that you'll all, those of you who are anti-vacciners, there's a big movement afoot in our country with a lot of credibility attached to it, frankly. I think we've gone through this stage. At some point, we admit that there are certain vaccines that are necessary. But the vaccine thing has gone nuts. The people who vaccinate, and we got all this problem with autism, whether it's connected or isn't. There are some pretty good reasons to follow in that trail. But now the anti-vaccine movement is moving into the pet circle. So how is that manifesting?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting, Doug. For years, a lot of veterinarians and a lot of people in the holistic movement would say not to vaccinate their dogs or cats as frequently as they are. And I agree with that. I think the vaccines are done a little bit more frequently than need to be and can cause problems. However, I do believe in vaccinations, having seen many dogs get sick and die. And vets are now reporting an increase in the number of pet guardians who refuse to vaccinate their dogs out of fear they'll develop autism. Specifically, in Brooklyn, New York, they're worried the vaccines will harm the dogs, and they're refusing to vaccinate against distemper, hepatitis, rabies, which, by the way, is required by law. And one vet said the trend is more common in the, you know, the more hipster areas of Brooklyn and other parts of the country as well. My belief is this. You really need to sit down and speak with your vets. I always have two vets. I just saw our vet the other day, Bill Carson. I had my dog in there for his six-month physical. And the bottom line is we're talking specifically about things like this. Mm-hmm. I'm a firm believer in complementary veterinary care in conjunction with conventional veterinary care. So I think it's a good combination.
So what do you say about vaccinations?
He believes in the vaccinations, but he believes the vaccinations are probably given way, way too frequently.
Yeah. Well, but he does rabies, yes, and... whatever other things there are.
I think distemper is important, though,
distemper,
right?
Distemper,
so is the flu. If you take your dog to a dog park, if you take your dog to doggy daycare, having the para influenza shot, which, you know, prevents a lot of the types of flus that dogs get, I think that's really an important vaccination as well. When I had a kennel, it was mandatory that any dog coming in had to be vaccinated with the para influenza vaccine. So I think it's a I think it's a conversation you need to have with your veterinarian. If you don't accept his opinion, hey, get a second opinion. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So there was an announcement last week at SeaWorld that the orca that had been born, I think, 3 or 4 months ago, died in San Antonio. I thought that these things were all done. They weren't doing
that. Was the last one born in captivity, I think.
The bottom line is let these animals loose. You know, if you want to see, you can see computer images of the animals. You can see film. Let the animals swim in the sea. Let them be what they're supposed to be. Let them enjoy life without having a bunch of people that have to be entertained by them. That's my belief, and a lot of abuse does go on.
Well,
just my opinion, not too strong.
Yes, let's have strong opinions. That's good. We learn from them. Warren Eckstein, check out his hugsandkisses.com and thepetshow.com. 59 past the hour on the DJV show.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.